Terry Griffin is here again on All Things New Orleans to talk all things cinema. He is an artist in residence, is exactly what it is, I believe, here at the University of New Orleans, and the man about town and raconteur supreme when it comes to talking about movies. Today, he's talking to us about where to see movies. Things other than the latest theatrical releases, let's say. Some exciting new venues and events for that are existing now around New Orleans. Henry, start with places set up for what I've just been babbling about, if you would, please. The repertory events for, or venues, rather, for film. We've got a couple, at least, that are longstanding.
Yes, absolutely. I'd like to start just by saying that movies were originally intended to be seen in groups. And ever since home video became a part of the mix, people have been staying home and watching movies. But there are certain movies, older movies, that you want to see in a group. You get together. And so the Britannia Theater, which is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year, has a commitment showing old movies. They show sort of what you'd call midnight movies on the weekends, kind of scandalous youth-oriented fare, but they show classic films in the morning on the weekends, every Wednesday and Saturday. They'll show old Hitchcock, or they'll show musicals, or they'll show classic comedies. And then in the summer, they're also doing a bunch of kids' movies, too.
That's not the only place, I don't think.
Even the Canal Place, which is a theater that is committed to showing the latest Hollywood fare, the latest independent or foreign films, basically, even they have made a commitment to showing films on Thursdays and Sunday nights. Right now, they're showing the movies of Harold Ramis. They're showing Meatballs this weekend, and I think they're showing Groundhog Day next week. Mm-hmm. And then there's a new place, the newest of the new, is a little theater called the Indywood that's on Elysian Fields, right near the corner of Royal. And if you drive by it, you might miss it. It's run by a couple of siblings, Haley and Will Sampson. And it's a small place. It's only got 30 seats, but they are committed to showing old movies and Louisiana films. I'm their guest programmer for the month of April. I just showed Hitchcock's The 39 Steps. We're showing Jules and Jim, Yojimbo, F for Fake, the wonderful Orson Welles film.
Huh. Are there any others of that ilk that are kind of just starting up?
Well, the reason I like the Indywood so much is I think that they're committed to being a building that shows movies every day of the week. There are a lot of people who are showing old movies, and they sort of pop them up in places here and there. I think about DJ Soul Sister from WWOZ, Melissa Weber, who does a series called Musically Speaking, where she shows movies that have a musical theme that sort of fit her musical predilection. She's showing movie Gasa Gasa, which is the new music club on Ferret Street. There's an event called Shotgun Cinema, which happens.